The Quest for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. James May, Phil Boyer, and Pinocchio. We get an update from Kate Hanai. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Kate Hanai, the founder and executive director of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. We like to catch up with Kate more often than we have lately. About every month seems about a good time, Kate, because you have so much going on, and not only on your own issue, but this puts you close to a lot of different issues that are happening in Washington regarding the airlines.
Yes.
Tell us, the last time we talked, the New York had a law that was in place, and it was going to be appealed by the airlines in an expedited fashion. That happened in the middle of March. Tell us what happened from your perspective.
Well, I was actually on a Department of Transportation task force call when my phone started ringing off the hook with media. My initial reaction when I spoke to Newsday was, you know, I wanted to convulse that the New York law had been overturned. And literally within 12 hours, I was transformed from this is a disaster to this is good news, because it basically places the issue squarely in Congress's lap. And that is what all of the media was saying. This is, you know, what our members concluded. And Congress needed that wind at their backs. They needed any help they could get, especially the Senate, not the House of Representatives, but the Senate, to get this FAA reauthorization bill done that includes our language. And then there's been a series of malfortunes, and I'm not really sure who's to blame, but regarding grounding of flights and hundreds of thousands of people being stranded, that has come to within the last few weeks, us making another trip to Washington, D.C., lobbying very, very hard with the Senate Finance Committee, which was actually personally recommended to me by Chairman Jerry Costello of the House Aviation Subcommittee, called my cell phone and left a message. Mm-hmm. Saying, don't get discouraged about the New York law being overturned. Just get over to the Senate and lobby, and get them going. He was very confident that I had the ability to do it, which is quite something. So when I got his message later that day, I was so proud that, you know, I'm part of this whole movement, and that something that I thought was going to be a sheer disaster probably has turned out in a bad, you know, for a bad reason, to be to our favor.
All right. So just to put this in perspective, the New York law, which would have established an airline passenger's bill of rights in New York State, is struck down based on the doctrine of federal preemption. And along with it, it probably takes down the drain any other state laws that might be passed. And that is the bad news. The good news is that Congress is now not going to get out from under the responsibility to do something about this. And you seem, Kate, more confident than anybody I know that an FAA reauthorization bill will actually get done before the next presidential election cycle.
I do think so. I think there's a great deal of pressure. You've got a whole series of things that are coming together right now that are horrifying for airline passengers. You've got mergers, you have safety concerns on the part of the general public due to this whole issue regarding the FAA and the airlines, and who's responsible, who knows. But the fact is, self-evaluation by the airlines doesn't have our passengers feel real comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like handing my son his own test and letting him grade it at, you know, 6 or 7 years old. So and then that state law got overturned when it was such a really minimum, bare minimum human standards legislation, sort of has people just furious at this point that the federal government hasn't acted. And so the phones have been ringing. And as we were visiting the Finance Committee this last week, we were being told, you know, yes, they're getting a lot of calls from people who are fed up. They're saying enough is enough. Somebody's got to step in and do something about this. You know, doggone those lobbying dollars that you all receive, but there has to be some kind of balance here for the passenger that leaves them feeling like they will at least arrive alive and with some amount of their dignity intact when they arrive.
Right. Well,
and that has not been happening.
Well,
so.
let me ask you this about FAA reauthorization, because
yes.
this is kind of a peripheral issue for you. It's a very front and center issue for many of listeners to this program, and that is user fees. If you have confidence that the FAA reauthorization bill will happen, you must have confidence then that there will be some reconciliation between the two varying versions of it that were coming through the House and the Senate.
Yes, actually I do. And that was a part of Chairman Costello's message to me is, you know, let the Senate know that we are ready to negotiate. And that was my message to the Senate, in addition to a couple other pieces of inside information that I had that were very key issues regarding who will and won't be the poison pill in the bill, that people stand ready to negotiate and not allow their bills to be or their amendments to be the poison pills in the bill. And so in those conversations, I did meet with Chairman Rockefeller's office, as well as Senator Max Baucus's office, who are the two key people that are in disagreement, and did receive a commitment from their staffers that they would meet. I don't know if their staffers are going to admit that or not from here on out, but they did say they would meet. But then what happened on Monday of this week is that I began opening emails from NATCA, from the airports, everyone that is in government affairs with any of the people that we've been working with very hard on this legislation, saying that the bill is actually on the schedule to be heard, to be passed up to the floor, which is the first time this bill has actually been on the schedule. So I'm sure tensions are very high right now on the Senate side as they work their way through this this murky water issue, apparently, that they have between general aviation and commercial airlines. But where there's a will, there's a way, and there's far too many things tied to the FAA reauthorization bill for them not to work it out. And that's what I believe was accomplished.
Well, you have just mentioned that there's a lot of stress wrapped up in this issue on both sides.
Yes.
After we come back from the break, I want you to tell us about a couple of very funny things that have happened that have been lighter moments in this whole airline passenger Bill of Rights debate.
Yes.
My guest is Kate Hanai, the founder and executive director of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Kate Hanai of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights. Kate, this has been obviously an issue for you that's been full of hard work, sleepless nights, heartache, but also some humor. And this seems to always happen. I noticed that people like emergency medical technicians have just brutally funny jokes if you get them, you know, aside at a party. And the things that create the most stress in our lives also seem to create some great opportunities for humor. I want you to tell us about this friend of yours who has been distributing an email that in a recent release mentioned you and what might happen to you if you kept up this effort.
Oh, yes. Well, we have this travel agent named Alan Fiermonti at Down to Earth Adventures. And he has been all throughout the coalition someone who, you know, really didn't have a lot of faith that we would get anything done in the Senate or anything done with the House of Representatives that was meaningful, and very kind of, you know, doomsday scenario, because he lived through the last passenger Bill of Rights scenario.
Right.
And, you know, all of a sudden he has been emailing us these humorous pieces, and he came up with this amazing, let me see if I can find the diatribe.
Dark humor in some cases, it would be fair to say.
Dark humor, very dark humor, but funny. I mean, you know, and he includes pieces that include both himself in a funny way as a travel agent, as well as myself. The latest one we received today was passenger rights. Kate and I retired today, citing personal and family reasons. Conspiracy theorists, however, have conjectured that she was evilly threatened by the airlines with the following words: "Remember Hoffa? Keep it up, Norma Ray. And we have a spot for you in the concrete at the new Philadelphia runway being built. You think you're tarmac stranded now, you just wait." Her pooch Lemioff, full name Lemioff de Aero, it's French, was ecstatic not having to pee on the steps of the U.S. Capitol anymore.
All right, that paints a picture, don't it?
Well, he started out with a diatribe about, you know, inspections of the planes, and then, you know, and how he wanted his plane intact. Thank you very much.
Right.
Wanted to make sure that it didn't, that the sardine can did not bust a hole in mid-flight, and does it so humorously that, you know, I've sent you copies of it, but it's amazing. I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
Well, now, is there a way that our listeners could get on his list, or should we just contact him and maybe see if we could get this stuff published on Aero News?
I would contact him directly and ask him, and then he will. I can ask him to put you on the list. He will put you on the list.
I think this is very funny stuff, and I think we should be able to share it with our readers. Now, I will contact him. I have his contact info now, and see if he wants to do that.
And people need to remember, this is tongue in cheek.
Yes. Well, now let's go back. Let's go back to your
back from the drool.
Let's go back to your stranding at the Capitol.
Oh dear.
And while that whole thing was obviously crafted to be its own humorous moment.
Yes.
You shared with me an anecdote that I want you to tell our listeners about that is just, I was dying laughing when I heard this.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's what happened. You know, the day before, we had been planning our stranding with the Mach 1 jet for a good 6 weeks. We had this plan, and we were going to set our mock jet up on the Capitol Mall and make it this huge media event, which it was.
And this, we should point out, was Mock, M-O-C-K, 1.
Yes, M-O-C-K, 1 is the FlyersRights.org jet, and it's actually a 28-by-12-foot-by-10-foot tent that we were, you know, housing members of Congress with overflowing porta potties and a 500-watt stereo system that was blasting the sounds of the pilot and screaming babies.
Yes.
And flight attendants explaining why you weren't going to be able to get off your plane for 8, 9, 10 hours. And we had even smell drops, right? We had this planned down to an absolute pinpoint, and it was a very successful event. But the day before, actually 2 days before, I'm in Washington. We've been doing Mach 1 trials all
right.
Weekend at different parks and having the Park Service shut us down. And, you know, the Washington Post was there, and it was very funny. I was being filmed for Good Morning America. And then I get this email that's a press release from the ATA that says they're having a rally right across the street, which we couldn't get our tent set up in this Russell grassy knoll that's
right.
Outside the Russell building. And that's where we would have preferred to be, so it would have been closer to the House and the Senate. They decided to do this huge rally, basically, you know, for commercial airlines and against general aviation,
right,
is what it
right.
was. And but we felt that their ulterior motive was actually to steal our thunder and to have a rally in the press. So what I thought was, listen, if there's going to be media there, which there's sure to be, I want to make sure that I'm there.
Right, right.
And so my girlfriend Annette and I, and she's really fearless, decided that we would have one of our members dress up in a Pinocchio outfit and go to the ATA rally. And it was this yellow and green lederhosen with this 12-foot long nose. And this guy was just so fearless. It was so amazing. We had all these James May, you know, saw us walking up, and I could see the look on his face was just, oh God, you know, because all of the cameras turned and looked at us. But the cameras I'm referring to were mostly executives at airlines. There was only one real media camera there, and that was on the other side of the crowd. But even they were focused right on us. Mm-hmm. And I as I'm looking at Pinocchio, I notice there's a gentleman walking towards me, and then I also and then I see somebody darting around behind a fountain trying to hide.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking, who could that be? I mean, what's he doing? And then I hear James May say, "Oh, look, Phil Boyer brought Pinocchio." Well, it wasn't Phil Boyer. It was Kate Hanai from the Coalition that brought Pinocchio. But evidently behind the fountain was Phil Boyer. And so Phil Boyer's manager or someone walks up to me and says, you know, there's someone behind the fountain that would like to see you and Pinocchio. And so we walk around the fountain, and it's Phil, who happened to be over probably lobbying or meeting with members of Congress, and saw the ATA rally happening and walked over, and there we are with Pinocchio.
Right.
And so we got some photographs with Phil and Pinocchio and I, and it was very funny. He didn't want to be revealed.
No,
I
can imagine why he would have wanted to been a fly on the wall at that particular rally.
Yes.
But we're going to try and get that picture and share it with our listeners and readers.
I am looking for it right now for you. I'm very sure I'll have it shortly.
All right. Well, Kate, I'm glad that these humorous moments come along, because you've been really had your nose to the grindstone, Pinocchio jokes aside, for a year on this thing now.
Too long.
It's great when we get a chance to catch up with you and find out what's going on, because, like I say, you're so close to so many other issues affecting aviation in Washington, D.C. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, you know, thanks, Paul. And one thing I'd like to mention is that we are going to change our name. So the next time you talk to us, we are Coalition for Airline Passengers Rights, Health, and Safety.
Okay.
And that is a very important distinction, because we have always been about safety. So with, you know, long stranding to us is a safety issue.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're making that distinction much more clear for people. So it'll be CPR for health and safety.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kate, because frankly, CAPBOR was far too complex an acronym, and this one will be even worse.
No, it'll just be CPR for health and safety.
All right. Well, the website for now anyway is flyersrights.org. And
the website is always going to be flyersrights.org.
Okay, and tell them what that hotline phone number is if they find themselves stranded on an airliner.
1-877-FLYER-6, which is 359-3776. And we do answer when you call.
My guest has been Kate Hanai, and you've been listening to a special, very special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.